Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To accomplish a lot of the team goals going into this game that were necessary to win, and obviously with us being able to win in a night where a significant record was broken, that makes it that much more special. So, any questions? Absolutely. You know, there's some throws we threw today that, as you script plays, your progression might be a different set of receivers. He hit a few shots today in the seams that were significant. I can't recall many balls touching the ground. It's been a while since we haven't punted in a game. Morstead, I think, had his old kicking coach come to his first game tonight to see him play, and he got to see him hold. But it was one of those nights. Guys played well up front. Our protection was good. That's a team that's played really good defense. We've seen, their three prior games, and a team that was playing with confidence, and obviously we did some things, got on them early, and I thought defensively we did a great job. I thought our effort to the ball, was going to be important. And to answer your question, though, that there's always those games where there's a throw made, and he's got great vision and anticipation, and tonight was evident.
Sean, was the Trayvon Smith touchdown 62-yarder, how you
threw it up, though? Was that what you were looking for? To be honest with you, an alert throw, it wouldn't be first in the progression, but he felt the coverage come off and made the right decision. But It wasn't where we saw the ball going in its design on a Tuesday night at midnight. And that's a credit to him. It's fantastic, and I'm sure it'll become more special. It's always difficult when that moment happens in a game, and it's happened around here before in the fourth quarter when you're winning. But when it happens right in the middle of the contest, you want to make sure it doesn't impact your team's emotions relative to winning the game. And the comment I had made prior to the game in talking with the team was like, hey, our job is to win this game along with, that milestone that'll be accomplished, and it makes it more special. And I think that's true. And I think the players, the coaches, every one of us felt like, let's be on point. And you really get a good team. You get a team that's playing well together because they don't want to disappoint each other. That's a good trait to have, and I felt like the last 2 weeks I've sensed that, and certainly tonight relative to all that was at stake.
Well, Drew was mic'd up, and the last thing he told you after you hugged was, no, let's go win that game. I mean, that's exactly what you expect from him.
Yeah. There's so much discussion that goes on, you lose track of what's said, but you're just in a, and he's the same way. You're 20 seconds onto the next play, onto the next play, onto the next play, onto the next play, and then it's like you got to stop and take this pause. And obviously, it was significant and for good reason. He deserves it. It's been an unbelievable run, and doesn't feel like it's been 12, 13 years. It feels like it's been much shorter than that, and yet. I just know how his mind is wired tonight and what he's thinking, and I think it's in line with our team and our staff, myself, relative to the season and where we're at right now going into this bye and then coming off of the bye and getting ready to continue to build on improving. Just there's a physicality with him, and I think it's hard to measure the importance relative to Alvin. It's a good run front. We were able to hit. I was pleased with how we finished the game. But look, it's great to have him back. And, you know, that combination, those are two real good running backs. So it was a lot easier in calling the game. Man, exceptionally well. We played a lot of different guys. You know, Kurt's playing quite a bit, and then Hardy's playing a bunch of snaps, and PJ. I mean, look, they played fantastic. We got turnovers when we needed it, and I didn't handle the end of the first half well, myself particularly. And but overall, I was pleased with our energy and passion. I felt, you know, we looked like the team that came off the bye. Listen, he's improving each week. So I was pleased with some of the plays he made tonight. There's some things that we'll continue to work on. We don't have a date when we feel like he's going to have it all together. We think that that slowly arrives, and each week, hopefully, you're seeing improvement.
Has he actually, though, improved at a pretty fast rate once the season started?
It seemed like he was. I think, yeah. I mean, remember, he was hampered a little bit by an injury that kept him back from training camp, but I love the way he's improving. Well, two elements to it, with Ted being nicked up right now, but he's we've seen a lot of that from him already. It just hasn't been demonstrated necessarily out here on game night, but we've seen you know, someone that's got exceptional speed, and you know, a game like this can really help relative to a confidence level, because you can wish for confidence and hope for confidence, and generally it's. Again, it's a byproduct of demonstrated success on the field. And so that goes a long way for a Marcus Davenport or a Traquan Smith. Those events are specifically what give you confidence.
Were you able to see Robert on the
mismatch of the Well, I thought the snap was bad. So I saw that. It was low. Outside of that, you know, the sequence was off. And I think... Look, Will's been kicking outstanding. So, but it's kind of one of those low in the dirts, you know, and Thomas got it up. And I'm sure when we watch it on film, it'll be something we can clean up. We knew he could run, you know, and it's just a matter of, you know, finding the touches and and finding the reps. But it's pleased how we played. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the ski mask, honestly. I am a big fan of Mike, though, and how he plays. He is an emotional player. He's tough, extremely dedicated. He works his tail off, and there isn't a more passionate player, you know, and it's all football 24/7. And it rubs off. You know, you can't help but feel the – he's also extremely, you know, powerful player relative to – getting into the routes, yards after the catch. He made some big plays for us tonight.
John, Drew mentioned this week how much he owes you just the partnership that you guys have together and how you've grown. From when you started to now, I mean, could you ever have imagined it being as promising as it is today?
I was asked that earlier in the week. I don't think any one of us career-wise looked 10 years forward, honestly. We set goals, and you know, early on in 06 when we both got here similar times and began trying to rebuild and put a team together, those short-term goals were winning and winning a division, and so there wasn't any moment where it was like, hey, this is how it's going to unfold. Certainly the Super Bowl was a goal, but all these other things are byproducts of health, stability, successful teams, a lot of different individual people, you know, and so to answer your question, it's in steps and stages, and I think that the thing that's inspiring most is knowing what's most important to him and that common goal that we have relative to winning another championship. And that's all the actual hardware, you know, the different bats and the different, those all get dust. And but it's about these memories right now with you know, someone like that is as special as that is tonight and what he's accomplished. That's what you miss, you know, when it's done. And but honestly, I think it was winning in the beginning, competing and being relevant. You know, being relevant, you know, being one of the teams you have to beat. And the other things just kind of take care of themselves. That was a dumb challenge, right? Probably the dumbest in 13 years. I mean, the ball went out of bounds. I'm not going to throw any assistant under the bus. It's me. That was awful. All right, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.